In this part of the New Birth series, we want to consider what is the promise of the Father. What is what the Bible calls, what Jesus called, the promise? In Hebrews 11, after listing the heroic deeds of the mighty men and women of faith under the first covenant, the author of Hebrews says this about them. He said, "These all, having obtained a good report through faith, they died having not received the promise." What is the promise that those Old Testament people of faith, good people, righteous people, did not receive? What is the promise that David died without having received from God? What is the promise that Abraham and Moses and Noah died without? What is the promise of the Father? Jesus mentioned it in Acts, the first chapter. In that chapter, he tells his disciples to go back to Jerusalem to wait for the promise of the Father. The scene here is after the resurrection of Jesus, but before he ascended. He spent 40 days with them in a natural body, talking to them about things concerning the kingdom of God. Now, they didn't understand the things Jesus was telling them about. They couldn't have, because the Spirit was still with them. It was not in them. Nevertheless, Jesus would speak of things to come so that when those things came, the disciples who were going to receive those things might know that He is Lord and He knew what was coming. He told them, "I'm telling you these things so that when they happen, you will believe." And now here in Acts chapter 1, He's told them for 40 days now after His resurrection about the kingdom of God that they were soon to enter into. He was assembled together then with his disciples on the Mount of Olives, ready to ascend into heaven and return to the Father, and he spoke to them one final commandment, that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father concerning which you have heard from me. He was saying here, "I have told you repeatedly about the promise of the Father, and it's coming. Go to Jerusalem now and wait for it. You will receive it not many days from now." Then he added in Acts 1:5, "John truly baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now." So, the time has come for the promise of the Father, and Jesus called it not only the promise of the Father, but the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So we know that the promise of the Father is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now in Galatians chapter 3, Paul mentions this promise. He said that the promise of the Spirit was received through Jesus Christ, through faith. Galatians 3:13, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, as it is written, 'Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree,' so that the blessing of Abraham might come on us Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." Now, Jesus in Acts was saying that the promise of the Father was about to come. He's reminding his disciples of all the times before when he told them that the Comforter was coming, the Spirit of Truth, meaning the Holy Ghost. So the promise in Jesus' terms is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The promise, as Paul uses it, is the Spirit of God. So we know they're the same thing. Receiving the promise, receiving the Spirit, receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it's all the same. And the disciples did not have the promise of the Father before they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. Now, there are a large number of believers that have been taught that the disciples received the Spirit before they received the promise of the Father or the baptism of the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2. And these teachers, who are very misguided, point to John chapter 20 as evidence that they did receive the Spirit before Jesus ascended. So let's look at that.